Now time for Locker Room Chat with Axel Voice and basketball coach Jason Tynan, coming in number 2 in the latest rankings in 182 and coming off a 49-42 victory at Donovan West. And coach, the Mustangs, they played you guys tough. This was a close one.
Yeah, they did a good job of doing what they needed to do to keep them in the ballgame and give them a chance to pull that one out. And so, I mean, they played a tagging man on us, and you know, the first quarter I think we were 0-10 from behind the 3-point line, and we kind of readjusted and tried to make plays. We got the ball more inside, and you know, Brandon Smedley kind of took over there in the second quarter, kind of got us lead going into halftime, and then you know, we kind of fell in love again with the 3-point line in the third quarter. We hit a few more shots, but they made plays, and to credit to them and what Coach Sheldon's doing over there, but they were right there, and then coming down the stretch, Logan Sandman hit a big three late in the game to kind of stretch it to 4, and then we made some free throws to end it and come out of there with a win.
And coach, in this one, you kind of switched up your defense a little bit. You guys played some man, some 1-3-1. What was the decision that went into playing defenses at certain times?
We've been working on that 1-3-1, and we kind of were sluggish there in the first quarter in our man defense, and so we kind of wanted to maybe create some turnovers, so we went to our 1-3-1. We put in one possession against Clifton Clyde in the TBL tournament. It's a defense that I think can give a nice wrinkle for us, and so we decided to see if it give us a spark. I mean, defensively, we did all right in it. It really didn't ignite the offense by any means, but it was just nice to have something. We want our fastball to be our man-to-man defense and kind of there, and we kind of need some curveballs and some changeup to throw at people to keep them off rhythm. And, so we hope to do that with our 1-3-1 and our 2-3 from time to time.
Coach, at the end of the third quarter, they got that buzzer beater. Crowd's going crazy, and momentum is certainly on Donovan West's side. But then you come out of that break, and you guys go on a 13-5 run to finish the game to get the victory. What were some things that were going right in that fourth quarter that weren't going right for the rest of the game?
We kind of did a better job defensively in that fourth quarter, and we kind of talked about that. I'm like, momentum's there, and it's just keeping calm. And that's the one thing that I took away, I guess, from that game is that, we didn't panic. We didn't get hurried and try to act like we just stayed the course. We worked for good shots in the fourth quarter, and we buckled down defensively. I think, I think we were 4-6 from the floor in the fourth quarter and worked for good shots and found good shots. And like I said, we did an awesome job of just, not getting panicked. And so that's great for us. Shows our leadership of our upperclassmen. And so I really think that's something to build off of. Now, hopefully we don't have a shooting night like that again, but every once in a while you have those. And the nice thing that we have in our back pocket is that our defense can kind of carry us from time to time like that, and then our leadership can get us home every night. So that's a great feeling as a coach.
Yeah, tough stretch coming up here for you guys. You have 4 games in the next 5 days, starting off with at Valley Heights on the 2nd. The 3rd, you guys will be hosting Lynn. You'll be taking on Frankfort on the 5th, and then Pawnee City, a non-league game to kind of break up the monotony, if you will, of league play on the 6th. So what are some of the big factors to getting out of this stretch with a winning record?
In each team kind of presents a different challenge. With Valley Heights, they got some athletes. They're long. They can get up and down the court a little bit. So they run a lot of set plays. Then you go to Lynn, who they're extremely big. They're extremely long, and they can lock down defensively. And then Frankfort is a team that has a couple shooters and has post play. And then Pawnee City, just looking at them, they're big and athletic again. And so the key will be defense, especially in these stretches where you have so many games. You got to trust your defense and keep you in games, and then execute on the offensive side. And, we look to probably play a lot more bodies during this stretch than we normally do, but to try to keep the guys' legs fresh. But I think that we're up for the challenge. We have practiced well before last week, and we practiced well on Monday and then on Wednesday. And so hopefully we can get things going here, and we can roll out and come out there. You know, the goal would be go 4-0, but you just want to keep battling and get better and improving for the end of the February run.
Eagles are 10-1 on the season, 3-1 in league play, tied for fourth place with Troy, so a big stretch of games coming up here this week. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.